Rav Shua Falak.
Okay, Mabosa, continuing in Yoni Chala, we'll have to discuss where we will move the shiur after the building closes. Because this year, usually I like to, my Sephardic heritage always drew me to the Sephardic shul at Morgenstern, but now Morgenstern is closed because they're doing some renovations, things, so we'll have to, we'll find another place to...
Block ever closed?
No, yeah, block doesn't close. It used to be that this building never closed.
But a lot of them block that.
Yeah, okay, we'll find a place.
Block 308.
When did it close?
So I have to find out. It's not this week.
It's the end of June.
Usually it's the end of June, yeah.
End of June.
Yeah. That's the thing in high school. As long as the high school is still here. Yeah, this building is still okay. This is my building. This is the old Masorah, this building.
I know Kenneth even has a key.
Yeah, okay, we'll work it out. Yeah, okay, so today we can continue Hilchos Chalit with Siruf Sal. That's a very important halacha. That what if you have Isa that didn't... have the shear, so is there any way that you could, you know, could you now mitzarif, you know, say you had the isa, you baked it, and didn't have the shear, never made a big isa. I mean, we had a hard enough time, if you have a big isa, and then you mechalik it, we had a hard enough time to deal with that. But say you didn't have a shear, but now, say you make little challah rolls, each one with a small dough. And now you bake them, and now you put them in one bag together. Will that mechayev in challah, the fact that it's in the sal together? So v'daber Hashem al Moshe leimor. The Be'er of Yisrael marta lehem, b'vachem al oretz ha-shanim v'vachim iskab shama. Yabach lechem b'lechem oretz, tarimu suma l'Hashem. Reishis arisosechem cholo, tarimu suma k'tronos gorin, k'in tarimu aso. Okay, so we reshish arisosechem to do l'ashem truma l'dorosechem. Okay, good. Now let's look at the Gemara in Pesachim. Mem chesem and beis. Tanya Reb Lezer ome harodah v'nosin l'sal hasal mitzarfa b'chala. So he says l'sal is mitzarf. Amr of Shmua, Halach of Reblezer. Halach is like Reblezer. So the Gemara says, Amr Leva, Idmar Allah, Amr of Yeshua, Ben Levi, Moshonu, Al Kikar, Shal Bavel, Shal Noshcho, Zol, Bezol. Because maybe it only applies to you have loaves that are stuck one to the other. So therefore they're connected. But if they're not connected, maybe not. Avokachim loaf. It's just, detached, not. Itmer Allah Amar Chanina Afil Kochim. Even detached. It can be mitzarif. Say you have a like a table that doesn't have a rim to it.
Take my
own tray. Yeah, tray with no rim. So what's it then? Mahu. Question. Toch kli be'inan. You need a toch. You need to have a, you know, can't be just a flat surface. It has to have a receptacle. Baleka odoma avir kli beina vaika. Well, maybe no. Like Dr. Alter just said, you have a flat challah board. So there's no toch to it, but it's still a kli, and you have the avir hakli. So what is required to be called? And what's the source of this halacha? So the Rif on page 4. The riff on page 4 discusses this halacha. You have the Gemara Pesachim, right, where we just saw in the Chesam Beis, and now we have the riff on Tezvav and Beis. The Tanya of Loza Omer, Ah, Harod of Nosu Vassal Sam Tam Chalab. See, Vahayaba Ochel Chemi Lechem Ha'ar, Tzchala Tarimu. So I'm going to review the Mishmuch Halachi of Loza. And then the Gemara says, so Vayam ha'ach lechem mi lechem ha'aretz. So what does that mean? How do you see Sal and Mitzar from that pasuk? So you look in the Ran. The first word was lasos. The chesiv ha'ach lechem ha'aretz. Alma dezimna l'mchaim be'isa. So that's the alchem lechem ha'aretz means sometimes it only be chayev when it's lechem ha'aretz, after it's baked. It won't be chayev in isa. So that's the source, because what's the idea of salmon tzarev? You when the isa was too small, you had separate pieces of isa, then you baked it, and then you put it in a kli. So that's the source, says the Ran, of the Salm Tzar. Alma de Zimel, M'chayv mi Isa, M'chayv Bosa. So that's the source of this Pasuk. Bamidbar Tezvav Yutes. Vayav Ochel Chami Lechem Ha'aretz. That sometimes the Chiv is only going to be when it's in the state of Lechem. The Lechem Ha'aretz. Now, in the Sefer, there's a classic Sefer called, we did a little bit of Chalas Lechem, in Hilchos Chala, classic Sefer. Let's see that Sefer, on page 6. So it says, Shalom Avayam Ochlechem. Mechora lo hevanti lama likra shu mafrish mena ofoi. In other words, he says, what's this idea of mafrish alze atu betruma maisel omrukeit? Very much see the gamkeim from him. Shabafishin truma meisim min hapas kol hashas molei mize vatzigul dugma zemai halukech min hapalta meiser he called tfus utfus. In other words, what's the pshat? In other words, it says milechem ha'aretz. So, what you would think that it's potter now. I mean, once it had a chiyuv from the isa. So, in other words, so that's, he's saying, so that's the pshat, that sometimes there wasn't a chiv in the Isa, and that's going to create the chiv, is in the Shas HaLechem. In other words, don't think that, you know, that there's a Havim meaning to say that if there was a chiv in the Shas Isa, that it's going to, you need another pasuk to tell me by Melechem Arts, that you would think that it was Chayiv and Issa, now the Chiv went away. No. The idea is that sometimes there's not going to be a Chiv and Issa. He's just elaborating on the Ran. Okay. And that's the Rambam writes in Hilchas Bikurim.
So I had, the rising of the
And there wouldn't be no tziruf if you didn't have a shear, so it would be no tziruf. So the Rambam says, Hayuaki kars noshko zubizum is kabis ben akol shear chala, chayom lechala, afo pi she'en a basal. Afo mad mat, kapiza kapiza, the Rambam says, v'kibetz akol aluach, she'en lo toch, hareza safek. The safek of the Gemara. In chal shal dvrem hu eidu chayim lehafrish, and she tzarek also klishish lo toch. So, he says, Chala shel devrayim, the Rabbanon, the Chalas Chutz La'aretz. So then, since all these cases, whether you need a toch, you don't need a toch, is anybody? So therefore, if the Chal is only a chiv the Rabbanon, like Chalas Chutz La'aretz, then we'll go l'kula. If it's a Daraisa, then it's going to be a Sufik Daraisa, and we'll be Machmer. So that's how the Rambam paskins. That when it comes to the Rabbanans, all those cases in the Gemara in Memches is going to be a question of a Suffix, so Suffix the Rice Lukumra, Suffix the Rabbanon, Lukula. Okay. Now we'll look in the smock. So those that learned your day, but we discussed this many times, that the smock is divided into two parts. The top and the bottom. The top is the smock, but usually the most of the chidushim are in the footnotes. And the footnotes of the smock were written by the Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? That's called the Hagos HaSmock. And that's the Rabbeinu Peretz on the bottom. So it's interesting that... So the smock says here on page 9, Lezer Omer Acha Rodev Notin Masal Sar Mitzar for the Chala. The Kamar Hasim Dolomer Rabbi Leza El Bikikar Shal Balabais Hol Menoshko Zu Vzu. Okay, stop. Knachi Perusha Tanakama Boy Neshicha Beisa Hu Amar Dafil Beneshicha Desal Dehainu Degia. Yesham Neshicha Detana. So someone is saying that maybe even though Sal is Mitzaref, maybe it's only if you have a Neshicha. It was maybe once you baked it, then sal is not mitzarf. Maybe once you bake it, and now it's no dough, so it's not going to have any neshicha, so the sal is not mitzarf.
That's the Gemara?
Yeah, that's the Gemara. The question is, you could learn the Gemara meaning that you need neshicha, and then sal becomes irrelevant. You need neshicha be'isa. But he's saying that... Yeah. So if you look at the Rabbeinu Peretz on page 10, he says, Miu, at the bottom, the footnotes. Rabbeinu Peretz always wrote the footnotes. Igu manda omra der lezer loboy klal neshicha, avu negia de sal boy. Whereas, maybe by sal, you need at least the negia.
I mean, if they're detached.
Yeah. In other words, what if you had small challahs in like little plastics, each one of their own plastic bag? So then maybe that wouldn't be good, because maybe sal needs at least the rolls are touching each other. Right? So that's what the... Hagos Smach of Rabbeinu Peretz is suggesting here in the Reish Mem Vav. The parish read the Haidafka Lavil de Chiv of Liftor Zed Zafil below the Gim at Starfik Shay Bissal. Vachal Al Tarusim. The Sadin of Mapa Mitzar Fosal Lakach Nogu Hanoshim Lachasos Bamapa. So he's saying a Chiddush that even if you don't put it in a receptacle, but if you cover it up with a mappa, so you put all the challahs under one tablecloth. So putting it up, so he wants to say that could also be a tzirif, even though I would have thought after that, because you need a sal, and sal, question of a toch, it's not a sal. So to me, this would be a very big chiddush. That a map is beside.
Does it mean the sodium is underneath them or covers them?
It covers them, it's on top.
It covers them on top.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's a bigger tier than a sal. I mean, it's not like a sal, no, there's no. It's just a board, it takes on a deck. So it's not the entire thing, but if you really do something to Makasa, then it's a bigger tier.
Yeah, but
right. The Pasuk says, probably
just
says, the
Josh
is, it's just that Shaft to have a
tear
after this
lesson. Right.
However you get that
tear,
you get that
tear.
It's a part of
a
bigger
tear. Yeah, but I
would
thought maybe it's a din in the
Toch. But it's din in the tear. Din in after the
Pasuk and say, clean. But the Gemara says, Sal.
Yeah, but that's just an example of
the tear. Okay, what do you think? Thought of that on my own. If someone else would have suggested it in this year, I would have I would have accepted it necessarily.
Is he in your shiur?
What?
Is he in your shiur?
Was he in my shiur? Maybe in a different Gilgal. It's not in this Gilgal. Gilgal. See, Chala has told him Gilgal. It's not in this Gilgal.
And regarding this issue, I think it's an issue about
yeah, in other words, if you didn't have a Shia, you want to be a Chiyav, but if you want to mafish more from one to the other, in other words, you need, we'll have to discuss Minamukov and things like that. So the question is, well, the Negiya is a requirement for Salman Stein. So the first day is they say, Negiya you need. Peir Shri, and Harim is more than that. So it's be mafish from one to the other now.
Is that something that you had a fear for, you just didn't take it off? Now you
want to
take it off
now? Well, no, you want to be mafish from one role to the other role. So there's a question of the tzirif. That's a whole separate engine, so let's not. And this is all quoted in Shulchan Aruch, page 11, and you're going to see something interesting. Shnei iso she'im shumachas cheshir, im nogo zu b'zu, ad she'in bakim ma'at, zu b'zu, mitzafet. That's called the shicha. In other words, if the doughs are touching each other, and when you would take one dough away, it would take some of the other dough, so that means it's touching strong enough that's called the shicha. If he mid haroy would start, he must inspire. If any of the bakim he misal echad hasal mitzarfen a few acha shenafa nasa pas. If no then al tavla shein lo vazvas, but if it's on a tavla that doesn't have a rim, then any of it starfen. So he's assuming that it's talking about the challah that's only the Rabbanim, because we assume challah is only the Rabbanim as man is it. In Chutzlar, maybe it will, maybe it's Yisrael too.
Yisrael?
Pius Kulchem is the Rav Kulchem. So that's why he says, the Rambam says, by the Rises, he says, Sofik the Rises of the Chumrah, even though it doesn't have a Levazvaz, it doesn't have a rim, still, we pass it, it's a Sofik in the Gemara, so Sofik the Chumrah. But here, he's assuming everything is only the Rabbanim. So we're going to be Mekel. Then the Rambam says, "Lachen shemitzarfen bekli zar shelo yetsi shum dover lamala midofnei hakli." Whereas, certainly you have a basket, and then you pile something up in the basket, and then some of the kikoros are lamala from dofnei hakli. So then it's outside the toch, right? Taino sheyichol kikar echar o isel lamala. So you should be nizer shemo yeh shum dover l'mal v'dof nechli d'hayno sheh kol kikar echa o isa l'mal v'dof nechli. You shouldn't have that. And then he quotes yesh misha omer che mechasa pas b'mapa kashu kimo kli. So it's, look at the shach where we're talking about. He says lo yadadi lama kosu v'shem yesh misha omer she ain't shum cholach b'dover. You see? Rabbi Tavon says it's pashut to him. He said, so what usually Yesh Misha Omer means is a Das Yachid. So according to me, I say very well that I think the Pashup Shad is that it's not a Tzira. So now you have to tell me that there's a Das Yachid out there that says it's Mustarf.
Doesn't sometimes only
happen
in one place,
even though
it argues for
credentials Yesh Misha Omer? Yes, but... Yeah. But also, Yosh Yishomer usually means also that it's a Das Yachid. Not necessarily.
So
Yosh Yishomer means that we usually don't pass it like that. This is the Yosh Yishomer. So why is he bringing it down? So some say. No, but Yesh Misha Omer is even weaker.
Right.
Well, he couldn't use the Kol. This is a Kol. This is a Kol and a Kol. I don't know what that says. Oh, sorry,
there.
Maybe
you can show it to me.
Show
it to me.
And it's a
Kol,
because what happens
is
that...
So you
offer
them a
Right.
Could this be used
with Kula? Kula meaning?
You have a Kula as if I was doing one for the other.
Oh, so we didn't learn that halacha yet. So we have to wait to see what that halacha. In other words, he's asking the Kula, this is a question, say, you have two rolls, and each one, say, it has its own here. But you only want to make mafish one, and a kavana that will pata the other. So there has to be a certain level of proximity. So what he's asking is, maybe the mapa, he's asking is, will the mapa create that proximity to be mafish one or the other?
So that's really why it puts in the
so, right. So we have to see when we learn the halachas of mukaf, which we'll get to, Bez Hashem, we'll see how that works. So look what the Yerushalmi says. Taman Amar of Yirmi Mishem Rav Zira Shnei Chatzei Zesim B'toch HaBayis Eid HaBayis Mitzarif B'toch HaKli HaKli Mitzarif. So the question is, you know, you want Tziruf, so what's called Tziruf? What?
Is
it
talking about how much
pesa for
the beer?
Oh, yeah. Right. In other words, you have the beer a kezayis, so you have two chatzei kezayisim betoch habayis, ein habayis mitzarf. Betoch hakli, hakli mitzarf. Yes. So we're all to put down. In other words, the question is that. Is a bias mitzarif? So Shama says a bias doesn't create a tzirif. So you have a half a bread, half a loaf, and a half a piece of bread here, half a piece of bread here. Each one is, say, a chatzi kezayis. whatever the shear is. So the bias is not mitzarif. The kli is mitzarif. What do you mean?
We had a makloch. The Bali has this the tofa clay, and it has a makloch. All right.
Yeah, we'll see. That? Yeah.
And the house is not the.
Right. Okay. So. So if you take a look in the Marsham, page 14. So he has the discussion about Tziruf, what's Mitzarif, what's not Mitzarif. So the Yerushalmi says it makes a chiluk between a kli and a bais. So the Marsham discusses that Yerushalmi. Take a look. Of our beguf hadin, all the believi. The Dafka Kli Mitzarif Lo Mechuber. The Toner Hu Kli Cheres Gomer Ela Shem Chaber Mekarka. Zeg Lo Kuma Shukos Of Arash Kein Ani Bishas Mevur Dovidon Lo Mechani Kviyas Mekarka Leval Tal Toras Kli Mach Midrabonim Lo Midaraisa. In other words, what's the din if you have a Kli and then you Mechaber to a Karka? So does that mevatel the shame kli? So the Gemara makes a chiluk between Yisuri Daraisa and Yisuri Darabanan about chokoko v'sof kovo. So the question: What is the sof v'hasof of the Gam Shal Torah Mahani Kviyas Mekakas? As machlokes, if came Chala Shal Torah in Raya, Chama. What is the sof v'sal Mitzarif Lo Tonu? Those that she taught is really. The Gemara says if you first attach it to the ground and then you chisel out a kli when it's the ground, that's kovel sof chokoko, and that's considered not a kli. But then the question is, are these distinctions Gabe Din of the Rice only Din of the Rabbanon? And then so that's the question.
About a fridge.
Oh, we'll get to it. So that's the So then he writes here, the Marsham, page 15, Lachain, on the left side. Lachain near the Rambam Mayri B'tono She'imbo Shulayim, V'nasa L'sham Mishem HaKarka, V'gayim Kuyam Mahadi Kibra L'Karka. Whereas if you make a tanur that doesn't have any bottom to it, you just put a box and there's no bottom, and then you put it into the ground, and you're going to cook in that tanur, and so it's made to function together with the karka, because it in itself doesn't have a bottom. So it's only going to work if you put it in the karka. So that's the shamishim karka. So he says, for that, kuli alma mahani chibur l'karka. That's considered chibur l'karka.
Where's the chibur l'karka come into this whole time?
That's the Yerushalmi.
The Yerushalmi is the bias.
Bias is chibur l'karka.
I understand that. I mean, the reason
is,
yeah.
Why is that so clear? If you're going to go down that road, then we can also kind of, it's not a kli,
obviously. But he says that a tanur shalavanim, Olivanim, Hanog Bismanazeh, that it's totally, it has its own bottom. In other words, you have an oven, like the super gets us a new oven, he brings in an oven. It's a whole, it has a bottom, it has a top, it has everything. An oven. So that's, so that can be different, because then it's a separate kli on its own right. The Tanish Alvanim Levenim, Hanog Bismanazeh, Kuli Amamodosh, Eidim Sarf Lechala, Afil Shal Torah. So he says that that could be a chiluk, that, that that's considered a kli, and it's not going to be mitzarf to chala. So in other words, this, this, so that's the so that's the, what the Marsham is saying, that the Yerushalmi is saying is a chiluk between a thing, that, so that, so that can make a difference between what type of tanner you have. Because a tanur is sometimes a kli and sometimes not a kli. But that's interesting, because tanur is going to have a separate discussion whether tanur is mitzarif on its own right. Because he's talking about whether tanur could be mitzarif meaning kli.
What?
As a sal. As a sal, right.
Why would the tanner not be a good, not a kli, if it's a kli, then it would be a tanner, because if it's not a kli,
it doesn't have a bottom, so it's not just mechubar karka, it's nasa l'shamishi makarka. Like this door, this is a classic example, this door, it's not some shamish as a kakum. When this was made, it was made that it could be put into a building. So that's called Rasa Shamish as a kakum. So when you have a tanur and you don't have a bottom to it, so it's obvious that you're not going to use it suspended in the air. You're only going to use it in, you know, in the ground. And that's called Shamish as a kakum. And that is not a clean. That's why the Gedulei Hekdesh says that what? That the shamish makaki, even if there's a bottom, he says, but it was, you know, like a, you have certain things that are water meters. So those are made in a way that, that they're going to be used in conjunction to a whole water system that's mekubal lekarka. But theoretically, it has its own, it has a bottom. So is that considered a kli or not? So our psak of the Noda Yehuda is that tap water is Mayim Shuvim, so therefore, because it was in a water meter. But the Kedulei Tara, there was all tap water we consider Mayim Shuvim. All tap water we consider Mayim Shuvim.
It's considered
Mayim Shuvim.
Yeah.
But the Kedulei Hekdesh, the Kedulei Tara says, no, a water meter is made L'shamish as a karka. It's only made, that even though theoretically you could probably use it as a receptacle with that, but it's made L'shamish as a karka. So the Noda Yehuda says, L'shamish as a karka takes away the Din Tumah. But if it's not to the Shamish Sakaka, it still will be, won't be the Kabbalah, but it's still a Kli, that's still the Yehuda. And that's how we usually assume. But the Gumatar says not only it's not the Kabbalah, it's not a Kli Machal. And therefore, he holds tap water is not like Shu. We're learning the close, I said over some horror stories of situations.
We have no problem cleaning the mikvah.
Where they never did. There's some mikvahs that were made in a way that the hashaka never worked. Never worked. It was made in a way that it didn't. The water never connected. But there was a mikvah once that they put the mayim shuvim in first, and that the. You know, that was the big coffee mistake. Because the Russian who worked there. So how do I drink my coffee? I have the hot coffee, and then the cold water comes later. You don't put the cold milk first, and then the hot coffee. First you put the hot coffee and the cold water. So you say you put the hot first. And the hot is always the shuvah. So they had the whole time, for many years, that the shuvah is first. So I always say, even though other rabbanim said maybe the answer was that they did a hamshacha, in my heart, you know, the Dulei Tara, that maybe, because this, besides all the women that were going there for 10 years, were going to Apostle Mikvah, the Gerim that were there. And so this is Nachum told me, the Rosenberg, the Gerim were no longer even alive anymore. And that was the other Mikvah in Hashaka. I don't know how many Gerim they did in this other Mikvah, but whatever.
The problem was fixed.
Yeah, the problem was fixed. Anyway. Yeah.
Why are we assuming that the dinner of two men Tahara are the same, considering we have Machlokes in the Gemara, something that's clearly not coming?
Wait. Oh, one second. So, give me a second. Now, page 18, we have to read the famous truth of the Shemit Halevi to Rav Yitzchak Shir, to Avram Spitzer. He's here. What is he? Is he your uncle? What is he? So he has a whole discussion here. He says, "Bini Haravagon Avram Masrali Mechtavchem." In Siv Chala al Nisal, the stopping circle, Tzarfon Dapko, and Edover, Sheshel of Torah's Kli, in Yintumma. In other words, you need the Torah's Kli in Yintumma. Right. So he says, if you have a Sefer Chala's Lechem, how do you have a Tarno or a Mitzarif, they should be Chuba Lakarka. So maybe you do need. So the brother, then he says that the Sefer Mishmer Shalom, Mishmer Shehikpich Lolitein Hamatzos Letzir Kli Hamachzik Memsah. Because a Kli Hamachzik Memsah is no longer a Kli. So that it wouldn't, well, there's a possible they suffix Kli Hanasa Minir, Kli Hanasa Minilan. You know, all these things. You knew this will be the Chol, you saw the Minim Tzir Sadaka Kli Talosh Lom Chuber, Evi Marsham. Rasham, he quotes that Yerushalmi. So that's mashma, the what? That maybe it is connected. So he says that could be, according to that, that our tanurim, that they're not mechuber lekarka, and they're not memsa, so then it would be mitzarf lechala, even though Tanur Tainu Mitzar, but this Tanur is a Dekli. Tanur Tainu Mitzar could be when there was no bottom.
Don't we have a concept when that we use elsewhere when it's connected to the ground?
We use
jars, ovens are all connected to the ground. By electricity, we have such a concept. With certain pulse can use electricity as a quarter of
power. Right.
So you're the same part here.
Happens to be the Gedulei Tara is the one who originated this. He's the one who Diane Breisch quotes that if you want to be Mako, not to be Tovel electric appliances.
So you have the same car here for the oven.
Yeah. So want to use that for all electric appliances.
Yeah. But it's a 800 gas pipe.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, so he says, Rav Pasha Tapsal Tsar of Lotonu. Ken Shetskiba Dovazer Vachmach Laarts. But he's not Tsiv Batar, the Klal Dar Tsiv Tivi, Lafos, and I'm getting Tsiv Vashi Tsarfos. Tam Shalach Luk Pshut, the Tar of Tsar of Salman Tsar of Tanu, the Tsar of Baby Tar of Bechuber, Baby Tar of Tolish. Baby Kabal Tum Olo, Salman Tsar of Baby Kabal Tum Olo. Pshut, the Dibnosim. Oh, so what's so important here? In other words, what if you use a like a garbage bag? You know, I have plastic garbage bags, right?
Disposable.
Oh, the halakha disposable. So is that called sal? Is that called sal? Because if you hold it's not makabel tuma, so then maybe it's not mitzar.
One second. Just halakha right. If I have a stone kli, I'm not. There's no thing about. Because that's a humongous thing, I don't think anyone would ever say.
Oh.
Just because it's not a
clear,
there's nothing to do with the
Kabbalah. Oh, okay. He agrees with you. He agrees with you. Upshitali, dimnosnum toch sak, shal nir, l'shem tsirif, d'nikra tsirif. V'chei nylon. V'chei nylon. V'chei nylon. V'chei nylon. V'chei nylon. So he tied us that that's his shita. If you assume it's a synthetic,
But even the
Talmud. Yeah, Rasham is saying it's a din kabbalas tuma, right?
Right. It's not literally.
Yeah, so Mela, he's saying... So you could say that this is... Because the Yerushalmi makes a chilek between a kli and a bias. So he's saying that...
Certain things lose their status as a kli because it's not a kli anymore.
And once you add the mapa...
We get the deliveries, seasons, and this, in those cardboard boxes, which we throw out afterwards, or if somebody's moving out of the community, they'll take them. So that's the thing, but what if you have a disposable thing? Does that work? So he's saying that it would work. So Zarif Tuggles pointed out that the Marsham is mashma that it's a din in Kabbalah's Tumah.
No, it's Kli. It's mashma it's a din in Kli, and it's not a Kli, it's not a Kabbalah Tumah.
Right.
As opposed to...
So what would he say about the disposable things?
We would have a Gemara that explicitly says the stone is not a stone clay, which was very
it's
common.
Not Gemara,
they use stone clay because to keep the hara. That was very common in Mishnah.
Okay, good.
There's no Gemara that says the stone clay doesn't. You should have a Gemara that's explicit. The fact that you don't have a Gemara is not true.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what the Shevet Halei goes here on page 20, that he holds the Nostim L'toch Sach Shal Niyar L'shem Tzirif the Nikra Tzirif. So say Tzirif. So it's always... So this is...
Even if it's disposable?
Yeah, even if it's disposable. and the Marsham.
I was saying, if he, according to people that were put them in something that fit the Masab, very clean oriented.
Right, it has to be clean. And it could be that it's not a clean, but So it would be Tali and Tuma. So if he would say it's not.
Where do we get the concept that Kaylee has to do a Tuma? We have a concept of a Kaylee that's not Makabal Tuma.
Because he's saying that's Pshad in the Yushalmi.
Yushalmi is not talking about Tuma.
No, it's Chometz.
Chometz, I understand, gets Kahava. Tuma is only through the subject.
Yeah, okay.
We have a lot of
okay,
people
okay,
okay.
One second.
Saying that I'm allowed to build
a... Wait, calm down, 1 second. And then he says, also he wants to say that the mappa that you use to cover it up, you could use a plastic tablecloth. It says, page 21. That you could even use a plastic tablecloth.
Why would I have to have a plastic tablecloth? Is it not a couple of tubes?
Yeah, we assume the things that are chad pami are not a couple of tubes.
Where's the tubes? You want to get the
bag for stuff?
Paper bags.
No,
if it's not a couple of
tubes,
maybe it's
not inside.
No, well,
that is. Where'd
you get that? No, but you need to do a karka. But it could be possible to do it. It's not to do it. No, but then part of Kadosh is bowl of Khan. So even if it was, you know,
you're sure how much I understand that.
One second. Okay. I thought we had the answer. Yeah. 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 No. So that's what they're supposed to say. But I'm just saying, well, off.
No.
But the Marsham is Mashma.
No, it's supposed to be Marsham.
What?
Supposed
to Marsham. And
the August. Because the whole thing is in the inner of Hanger.
So, yes, and you have non-Makabotoma cleats.
Yeah.
So, cleats that are not able to be Makabotoma. You have to throw all around the shop. Why not
you? Acre of
So I think Larry Tuck was right. It's a machlokas. Rav Ozna is challenging the Marsham. The Berzhan Arav. That's for Berzhan.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it better. I don't give you your
advice. It's a challenge.
not don't put it into the structure.
Yeah.
What would it be? It's not a structure that people are saying about it. When you go dishes,
we have kind of the bison cleaner. You're saying that we have a bison cleaner. What's the difference?
No, it's not clean.
Okay. Well, guess what? Even,